Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us now as we go over some very important topics. The topic that we're going to discuss today, a really important one, is life insurance. And Gar, there's some definite things that you want to discuss there.
Well, Leanne and I read a lot of material, and I read something the other day that I just was shocked at. And that's why I want to bring it up, and then we'll try to talk a little bit about that. I read the other day that 69% of the people do not realize that life insurance is tax-free. Now, what does that mean, tax-free? Well, there's two kinds of taxes that are really important. There's income tax, and it is income tax-free, and it's estate tax, and it's estate tax-free. So people who are the beneficiary of life insurance get their money without paying taxes on it.
Now, this is the beneficiary you're talking about.
I'm talking about
the
beneficiary.
Who's going to inherit it.
I'm talking about the beneficiary. Now, what does that mean? And that's the thing that I want to probably talk more about than anything else, is that the idea that why do people buy life insurance? And let's just dwell on that a little bit and see what's the rationale behind it. Well, obviously, we always think about families, and that's probably the first thing that most people think about. It's the young father with a couple of kids or three, four kids, or the mother or the single mom, and she buys life insurance. Why? To protect her family. And that's very, very important. But there are many, many other reasons, and those are the ones that I want to kind of dwell on and spend some time with, because the family situation is really obvious. There's just no question about that. The second one I want to talk about is passing assets on. This is really kind of interesting, because the fact is, this is the best way, and I'm going to say it again, it's the best way to pass an asset on. Why? Well, the obvious reason is it's tax-free. Let's assume for a moment you had a pile of money. You have $100,000, you have $200,000, you have $300,000. Any way that you're going to pass that money on, there's going to be some taxes involved. But if you buy a single premium life policy, and when you die, that money goes tax-free, totally tax-free to the beneficiaries. It's the best way. There is no better way. Is that the only way you should do it? Absolutely not. But if you want to pass assets on to a family, this is the best way to do it. The second thing is to leave a legacy. And again, a lot of people, we talk to a lot of our senior clients, and they say, well, I'd sure like to leave something to my grandkids or my kids, but primarily we talk about grandkids. Now, Leanne, if you buy stocks or bonds or mutual funds or anything like that, there's going to be some taxes due when they receive the money, right?
Depends upon.
Okay, depends upon. But typically there's some taxes due. But if you leave a legacy of life insurance, again, it passes tax-free. And a lot of people will do this and leave this to their grandkids. Now, again, you've got to be careful that the grandkid doesn't get $100,000 or $200,000 at age 18. And you know where that money's going to go, right down to the local car dealer in that nice red sports car. That money's gone. But you set up a trust, you can pass it on and leave the money to them and do a very good job. The third thing, obviously, is charity. Millions and millions of dollars of monies are passed on through life insurance to charities. Now, you think about that for a moment. If you gave $20,000 or $50,000 to a charity, you get the deduction, no question about it. But then they get $20,000. But if you leave it in the form of life insurance, you may do a single premium $50,000, and they may get 150 or 200, depending on your age, of benefit out of that when you die. It is a great way to pass assets on through to a charity. Let's assume for a moment that you were buying a whole life policy, and the premiums are $2,000 a year, and the death benefit's $100,000, just make it nice and simple. You get that deduction of $2,000 every year as a gift to the charity, and when you die, that charity gets $100,000. If you only do it for 1 year, they really did well. Perhaps you do it for 20 years. So you put in $40,000, they still get their $100,000. It's a good way to pass on money.
But there is a situation of taxes. The government is going to continually let you get by without paying any taxes. So there's a different side to this.
Well,
you're talking about giving it to the beneficiary. That's true for the beneficiary, but you've got to bring in the other side of it.
Well, bring
which
it in.
Happens to be the estate.
Well, the estate, that's different, Leanne. I'm talking about just passing the...
I know, but the listeners have to be aware...
Absolutely.
...that you may inherit it tax-free, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the estate won't have to
pay some
look
taxes.
At it.
That's right. The fourth thing is a business, and of course, this is the thing that I get involved in more than anything else, is the business insurance, where you have a partnership, or you have... three partners in a business, and they want to set up a buy and sell agreement, or they want to buy some life insurance on a key person. It used to be known as key man, but that's not politically correct anymore. Key person life insurance. And for example, John and Mary own a big business, and Fred works for them, and Fred is really Fred really runs the business. And if Fred dies, their business is in deep trouble because he really runs the business. So John and Mary buy a key person life insurance on Fred, that if he dies, they've got money to go out and hire a new person and to kind of tide them over until they get the business back running again. Business insurance is very, very important, and billions, I'm talking with a B, are written every year of life insurance written through or for the benefit of the business. There's many different ways. You've got split dollar. You've got a lot of different things you can do. But the key person and the buy and sell agreements are really very important.
Let's talk about the different kinds of life insurance that you can buy.
Well, there's really two kinds, basically. There's term insurance, which has no benefit, which has no cash. It has benefit, yeah, it has a death benefit. But it has no accumulation value in it. It's really just a pure death benefit. It's the cheapest thing you can do. And it's amazing. I just, as we're driving down here today, I'm just sending in two cases for payment now, $200,000 policies on two young women. The total premium is a little over, for the two of them, is a little over $300. $300 for $200,000 of death benefit for 30-year term.
Which is the cheapest and the easiest way to sell it and for the individual to afford it.
Right. And then, of course, we've got the whole life policies, which there's different varieties of whole life, which means they accumulate some cash. But those policies all pay a death benefit. They all pay to the beneficiary, and they're paid when there's a death.
And that's the important thing, because the person who's left is the one that has to deal with the future bills or the bills now, that has to deal with the funeral, that has to deal with all kinds of expenses that they don't plan on. And that death benefit that they inherit or that they get from the death of someone means that they will have money available to go ahead and pay for those bills, pay for education, pay for the house payment, pay for the different things of the different kinds of bills that are out there.
The last one I want to bring up is taxes on the estate. This is where the large, huge amounts of life insurance are written over the years. Again, it's billions. Why do people with large estates buy life insurance? Well, they know Uncle Sam's going to come to them when they're dead, come to the estate, whoever's handling their estate, and say, you owe us huge amounts of taxes.
Here comes a tax situation.
Here comes a tax situation. So they buy huge amounts of life insurance. Million, 2 million, 10 million, 20, 30, $50 million of life insurance to pay Uncle Sam so that they when the tax man cometh, and he will be there, holding his hand out, the estate has got the money to pay the taxes. It's that simple.
Estate planning is extremely important, and when you're going to sit down and review your financial situation, and you're going to review all of your assets, where you are, where you want to be, your age, your plans for the future, you need to think very seriously about life insurance and how it's going to work into the program. The other thing you have to consider is, what is my tax situation going to be in case of different types of scenarios? So don't just shrug life insurance aside. You need to think of that as part of your program. And it's really kind of the base you can build your program on.
It should be the base, yes.
Because from there, you know how to plan according to your other assets. But you have to be sure that you can cover those assets with something like life insurance.
There was a very, very famous life insurance agent who I'm sure nobody in our listening audience has ever heard of. But he was Mr. Insurance for many, many years. His name was John Todd. He was from a little town in Ohio, and every year he wrote over $100 million of life insurance. And his quote always was, when you buy life insurance, you buy it for pennies for the dollar, pennies on the dollar. In other words, you put a few pennies in, and you get huge amounts of benefit. And that was his entire sales presentation. John Todd, and he wrote books, and all the insurance agents, we all read them all. But that was his comments.
The one thing you need to review is your life insurance when you come at the end of the year now. You need to review who owns a policy, who's a beneficiary of the policy, how much you need. Those are the three things you really have to look at. And then, of course, what can you afford? You may have to look at readjusting or changing something in those policies. But it's very, very important that you review these things. And another thing, don't forget, one insurance company may have been sold to another insurance company. And if that happens, you need to be sure that you have a record of who owns the policy and who you have the policy with, how much the death benefit is, and who's going to be the beneficiary.
Somebody's going to have to come in and clean up after you're gone, and they need to be able to find that. We just went through that a couple months ago, so we're very cognizant of the fact.
And keep a record of it.
Remember, if your demise is going to cause family, friends, somebody, a need for money, well, where's the money going to come from? Are they going to have to sell assets? Are they going to have to clean the bank accounts out to do this? Or should you have some life insurance? And it's very simple. And this is obviously right now we always think about the young family people. And those are very important.
But it's the older families too.
Do you need estate tax payments? Do you need to have that? And what about we seniors having a life policy? Yes, they should have a life policy. It's very, very important. We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Leanne, go ahead.
And have a happy, happy holiday season.
Give us a call at 651-436-3997 or 651-365-5000.
Correct. You got it.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.